Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and I am joined in the studio today by Amy Hart. She is the county manager for Wadi. How are you doing today, Amy?
Very well, Tom. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning. Now, I just saw you. I didn't see you over the weekend this weekend, but I saw you last weekend doing the thing that we're going to talk about today, which is the Salvation Army has returned to Wayne County, huh?
Yes. We're trying to bring Salvation Army to Wayne County to help those that need help with getting their utilities reconnected or keep from getting them disconnected. And it also will help with water utilities, which LIHEAP does not cover.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of fills the gap of that. So we've been bell ringing at Walmart on Saturdays from 9 to 4. We started out on a Sunday because of the bad weather on Saturday.
Right.
And then we're going to try to hit every Saturday. We would love to have some community help with that because my staff has been out there
right.
the last couple
So you
times.
Need volunteers, is what you're saying.
I need volunteers.
And where do people call to get to volunteer?
At the office here in Fairfield, 618-842-2962. And if we could get several volunteers, we would actually be bell ringing during the day, during the week.
You could add some hours.
Yes, huh? We can. It's unlimited to us, except they prefer we not do it on Sundays.
Okay.
That's negotiable, though.
Okay.
But Walmart is a sponsor of Salvation Army, so we are kind of given full rein as to when we want to and how much we want to bell ring.
Okay, we are going to talk more about Salvation Army here in Wayne County and the things that are going on there, and we're going to talk about where the money goes and how it affects people in Wayne County in just a few moments with Amy Hart here on the Community Connection.
Hi, Danny Lipford here from Today's Homeowner. Are you ready to tackle some of those pesky projects around your home, but not sure where to start? All you need is a little help from the Today's Homeowner team. Tune in every week as we share tips and ideas while having a little fun along the way. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned do-it-yourselfer, we'll provide you all the information you need to have the best-looking house on the block. Saturday mornings at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
All right, we are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Amy Hart, the county manager for Wadi. And you're working with Salvation Army now, and you're bell ringing on Saturdays at the Walmart. Is that the only location in Wayne County where Salvation Army donations go in Wayne County?
At this time, we have been offered to set up at Save-A-Lot.
Oh, okay.
Again, that's if
you
get extra volunteers.
Volunteers.
Yes, I do have two kettles.
You've got two kettles, okay.
Yeah, but at this time, I just
don't
have
two sets of bells.
Well, now we've already had trouble with the bells, but we can come up with more bells.
Okay.
We rang them too hard one day and lost a little clanger in there, but hey, you know, there's always bells that we can go.
It means you're working hard.
Yes.
When you wear out a bell.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So, when people see you out at Walmart ringing the bell and you've got the red bucket and they put money into it, where does it go?
Okay, that money is going, of course, I'm depositing it in the bank, and then I will send it to Marion to the main office, and then they will in turn put that into an account for me. And as I need it, I can fill out vouchers, send to them, and then they'll pay people's either utilities, rent. It could be, you know, gas, electric, and then it also can add in water, which
okay.
our other programs do not. But
So let me get this straight now. Just so everybody knows, we're going to talk about this right off top, okay? Say you collect $100 at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hope that you collect much more than this, $100,
yes.
okay? But you take that $100, you send it to Marion, they put it in it. $100 into an account that you can disperse as you need.
Yes. Yes.
They don't take 90 of those dollars.
No. No, I think there is a small administration fee that is took off there, and that's because, of course, they have to do the paperwork and keep track of it through their accounting department, and so we have a little bit of a admin fee. But money is coming back to Wayne County.
But almost like 99%.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. So, and then how will that 99% be spread out? How will you determine who gets Salvation Army money?
Well, they're going to have to have documented crisis. So if it would be that maybe they lost their job, maybe they got laid off, they were off because of illness, car broke down.
And you deal with that in your office every day anyway.
Every day, yes. Yes, they have to come in with a crisis of some sort, and then we have to get some documentation of that. It even could be that they had to buy extra gas to go back and forth to St. Louis because one of the children's in the hospital, or doctor's appointments. Just as long as I can have some documentation, then
you can cut them a check.
Right. But it's going to have to be on a first-come, first-serve because, of course, it's not going to last forever.
Okay.
So once that money's gone, it's gone. They do it by quarters. They'll disperse so much to me one quarter. And to try to help me make it last longer, too, it's done by quarters.
Oh, okay.
And I just fill out the voucher paperwork, send it in, and then they reimburse the utility or whoever the rental person is, mm-hmm. that type situation. In that case, it's a little easier too for me to help people who are in subsidized housing because some of our other programs don't cover that. It just really opens up a lot of avenues where I can help more people.
Okay. All right. And so is this going to be the only time that you collect Christmas?
Yes.
That's the only time you see the red kettles, right?
Right. Yeah, we start the third weekend in November, is my understanding,
mm-hmm.
that you can start doing the bell ringing. That's when the kickoff is, and then you stop the Saturday before Christmas, and hopefully that money that you earned will help you throughout the year.
Okay.
But yes, that is the only time. And I know people don't carry a lot of cash, and I've heard that several times out there, that they'd like to give, but they don't have cash on them or whatever. We can take checks.
Okay.
You know, if you know we're going to be there and you want to write a check so you got copies of it for your tax purposes,
mm-hmm.
just make sure and put Salvation Army in the memo, drop it in the kettle. I'll make sure it gets there.
Can you give online?
No.
And
nothing.
Can't.
Yeah. I asked for a Square to be able to do it on my phone.
Yeah.
But that was not available either.
Okay.
So, yeah, and if you can't get out to Walmart and you want to donate, please send it to the office, 2004 West Delaware. We would gladly take care of it there, too. Any dollar is appreciated.
Okay, and so you've been doing it for three weekends now. How are donations going?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Are you surprised at how much money you're getting?
Or is it
a little lean?
It's about right.
It's about right.
About right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, of course, we don't have big expectations because it's the first year.
Okay.
I mean, we do, but we don't.
All right.
You know what I mean? I don't, until people understand what's going on.
So it's the first time you've really done it.
Yes.
Delved into this.
Yes.
So you don't know what to expect.
Yeah, it's all new to us, too.
Okay. All right. We are going to talk about why it's the first year for Salvation Army in Wayne County when we come back in the next segment. Okay, Amy?
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. I'm talking to Amy Hart, and we're talking about the Salvation Army set up at a Walmart on the weekends. And maybe if they get enough people to volunteer, they could have a location at Save-A-Lot, too. And if you want to volunteer to be a bell ringer for the Salvation Army here in Wayne County, 842-2962 is the number to call and volunteer. Talk to Amy. We'll be back in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
We've learned so much about you, Dave, over the last couple of months on Morning Coffee, our weekday morning talk show at 8 a.m.
I'm not following.
I mean, you admit it. You like ABBA. You took tap dancing lessons at the Contiki when you were a kid. And you're into yoga.
And I have many more secrets to reveal.
Clearly, we've only scratched the surface. Join me, Mark Turner, Mike Dreef, and Dave Land on the show about nothing. Morning Coffee, weekdays on WFIW 104.9.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Amy Hart. She's the county manager for Wadi, and she is in charge of the Salvation Army here in Wayne County. The Salvation Army has returned. Yay! So why have we not had the Salvation Army before? Has Wayne County ever had the Salvation Army in it?
Well, I don't believe Waddy has done Salvation Army in many years here. I was told by the Salvation Army it was because no one was trained here.
Oh, okay.
I started in Albion as the Edwards County manager and was trained over there because they had funding. So when I came, transferred over to Fairfield, then they said, you know, you're already trained on it. Would you care to do it? And of course, I said, yes, you know, I'd be glad to do it. So I got to talking with the lady there, and she got me all set up with stuff to get started on the bell ringing and all the information. We met with the chamber at the chamber office with the chamber committee, and they were all for it also.
Right.
So we decided to go ahead with this year to kind of test the waters and see how well it does. I'm very pleased with how we're doing so far. Mm-hmm. Like you said, only 3 weeks in, and we've got a good amount of money. It would help probably, you know, 10 to 12 families.
And you still got your busiest shopping days of the season ahead.
Correct. Correct. Yes. Yes. And if we could get that second kittle going at Save-A-Lot, I do believe that would help also.
Uh-huh.
Because we do have people that do not go to Walmart that only go like to Save-A-Lot. So,
right.
That probably would like to give if they had the opportunity.
Okay. All right. And then, almost all of the money comes back here to the Salvation Army.
That's my understanding.
County.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
So, 842-2962 is a number to call to volunteer to be a bell ringer for the Salvation Army. The people who need help are coming to your office, and is that Waddy's job to help people
yes.
who need help?
Yes, we are a community action agency, and that's what we're supposed to be doing is helping the community. And right now I'm very busy, of course, with LIHEAP, which is low-income housing energy assistance is more or less what it is. It's energy assistance. It helps with your electric and your gas. It does a one-time lump sum amount on your utility bill, and then you use it till it's gone.
Uh-huh.
It's a very, very good program for people who are on Social Security and have a fixed income, and of course they like to come in first thing. They're our first priority. The elderly and disabled come in from starting on October 1st, and then mm-hmm. November 1st we open up to the families with children under not yet 6 years old, and then like December 1, which is December 3rd this morning, we were very busy with calls from the general public. So now it is opened up to the general public. The main thing I ask, you have to have your last 30 days income, your most recent utility bill, and Social Security cards for everyone in the home. That's just things the state requires that I have. The application takes 10 minutes tops probably, especially with, you know, if you have the one income, more than one income does take a little longer. If you have a disconnect notice, then we can do what we call a reconnect assistance application. And that will keep you from getting shut off that month, because we then will do a promise to pay to the utility company and they won't shut you off. If you're already disconnected, then again, we can do a reconnect assistance. I have to contact both the utility company, whether it be City of Fairfield, Wainwright Propane, Wainwright Electric, whoever it might be, and talk to them for information, put all that in the computer, and then it'll take care of getting you reconnected. Our amount did go up this year from $750 to $1,000 that we can use to get you reconnected on your utilities. It had not increased in several years, so we were very happy to see that this year.
Is that a federal line?
Yes.
Federal
yes.
money?
That's, yeah. Federal and state.
Okay.
I went to a big conference in Springfield about it earlier in the year, and it's everywhere in Illinois. There's several other places here in Illinois. If anybody lives in a different county or has family in a different county and you need information on that, I do have a pamphlet that tells you where to go, what organization to contact to get signed up.
Okay. All right. So would the number of people who are getting disconnect notices and can't pay from month to month their electric bill or their utility bill, would that the number of people astound me?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. We've had, as the winter goes on, we're going to have even more, especially Christmas time.
Is this year worse than last year so far?
Don't know yet. It's hard to forecast yet. Last year was astonishing. I don't know the numbers of how much money came into the city of Fairfield, but they were astonished at how much we could get for them to help them from having bad debt to keep the city going too.
Mm-hmm.
There is a time that they can't shut off by Illinois law. If the temperature does not get above 32 for more than 24 hours at a time, they cannot shut people off. So the cool temperatures of the morning lately has what has kept from there being a big shutoff this month.
Okay.
City of Fairfield did not shut off any utilities that I know of this month because of that, because okay. The temperature kept dipping.
All right. We're going to talk more with Amy Hart. She's the county manager for Wadi. She's also in charge of the Salvation Army here in Wayne County. And we're going to talk more about LIHEAP and the types of assistance that are available through her office in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
Money doesn't have to be a difficult subject. Here to make it simple for you is Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
If you're not married to someone, you're not responsible for their debt. Don't combine your money and pay off each other's debt. I promise this will end poorly. You're trying to play house, but you're not married, so it doesn't work. It sets you up for all kinds of relational, legal, and financial problems later on. Not to mention, it puts a strain on your relationship. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Amy Hart. She is the county manager for Wadi, Wabash Area Development Incorporated. And we've been talking about LIHEAP, and we talked about the number of people who get those disconnect notices would astonish me. So I'm guessing that the number of people who don't have housing in Wayne County, even though we don't, you don't see it day by day, the number of people who don't have housing in Wayne County also astound me.
Yes. Yes.
How do you deal with that day by day?
Well,
you know,
you just have to sit there and listen to their story and be empathetic with them.
Right.
Try to figure out a way that you can help them with the funding that you have. I believe I've put 15 different either single people or families in a hotel in the last 6 to 8 weeks here mm-hmm. in Fairfield. We do have a program for that. Right now, of course, my funds are exhausted because of that, but I am able to put them in a hotel for a week
okay.
with 2 meals a day per member.
Holy cow.
Unless it's a small child that's like on formula or something, I try to make sure and get them some formula or whatever baby food they need.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have goals that they have to accomplish in that week. And if they do and they're progressing into getting somewhere to live permanent, I can actually do a second week to help them. And then we have two different programs. One's ESG and one is homeless prevention that I can do an application on them and get their deposit and a couple months rent paid for them. So they have time to get on their feet in that period of time. The main thing there is they do have to have income. It can't be somebody with zero income because I can't show sustainability. They have to show sustainability that once my funding for them is gone, then they can go ahead and make their payments and stay in that home.
Okay.
I'm not going to set them up to fail by putting them in there. They get to stay a couple months, then they're back out on the street. We want them to be sustainable.
So I think what you're trying to say is it's not just a handout, it's a hand up.
Yes,
you
very
have
much
goals
so.
You have to meet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like homework. You know, I give them a list. You have to get this accomplished. Whether it be apply for food stamps, apply for public housing, check the newspaper for jobs, check the newspaper for rentals, contact the landlords. We have a very good landlord list in our office. Check out the different food pantries. We have a list of that also to hand out. And, you know, if we see that they are making strides to help themselves with our help, then we can go ahead and do the rental. And I must say our landlords here in Fairfield are very receptive and very helpful in getting this, because it is a pile of paperwork.
Okay.
It really is.
All right. What about the food pantries in Wayne County? Are they being exhausted?
Yes.
This month?
Well, I think it's every month. My numbers have really significantly went up. We're over 200 families a month now. And some of them are repeats in a month. They come maybe the first of the month, and then the middle of the month they're out of food again, and they come back for some more. We cannot do the government food twice a month, but I can my donated food.
Okay.
So they can come back out and get a little bit more at the middle of the month. Again, that's where we screen them and say, have you signed up for food stamps? Can we give you the number to call? It all can be done online now, the whole food stamp process, and you're signed up for the medical card at the same time, so it's two in one. But yes, our food pantry is very busy.
Okay, and should people think about donations to the food pantry? How can they make donations to the Waddy Food Pantry?
We would love for you to donate. Just bring it out to the office and drop it off. Call me if I need to pick it up. If you'd like to give a monetary donation, again, you can mail it to the office and put in the memo, food pantry. Mm-hmm. That would be very appreciated. Our food pantry here is 9:30 to 12 on Tuesday mornings. We do fix some Thursday afternoons. I have extra time. I don't care to do emergency baskets. I've had people, of course, when you're disconnected, you lose everything that's in the refrigerator. So when I get you reconnected, I try to work it out to get them back in and give them some groceries to actually put in that refrigerator to get them started back in their home. We have personal hygiene items also, and we are always needing donations of that, whether it be toilet paper, shampoo, deodorant, toothbrushes, toothpaste.
Shaving gear,
yes. Diapers for the babies. Right now, I've got plenty of baby food, but I'm always needing diapers. I believe the Misfits Car Club is going to help us out with that a little bit. They've talked to me about it. And, the Wayne County Extension Office, the crafting ladies, they brought us a good bunch of stuff the other day, which is being utilized for December. We are going to try to give everybody a little personal hygiene bag. And
okay,
they really appreciate it.
All right. And so now the office again is where?
2004 West Delaware.
2004 West Delaware.
And that's directly across from the college.
Okay.
Easy way to explain it. We are on Delaware, though, so of course you've got to go.
The old Derrick House.
Yes.
Used to be the
that
Derrick.
Dates us, Tom. That dates us.
Yeah, I
yes,
know.
Used to be the Derrick House. Used to be a vet.
Where we went for our high school prom.
Yes.
To eat.
Yes.
And if you know where that is.
Next to Career Development Center. And yeah. I want to put a plug in for Career Development Center also. They are so awesome to help us. When my food pantry stuff trucks come, all I have to do is give a call, and Tiffany or Erica or somebody brings over some clients, and they help us unload and put up stuff.
Cool.
They help me on Mondays. Mondays I get Walmart on Feeding America. I get food from them on Mondays, and then Hope Ministry gets Wednesday and Friday. Mm. But it's a good amount of food. It's the fruit and vegetables that didn't sell over the weekend, but they're still good. They might just have a little bruise on them, but you can always cut that out. Most of it's really good. This yogurt that's getting close to being outdated. You know, bread. So much bread comes in, and pastries and stuff that sometimes people don't feel like they can afford, but it's a nice add to their meal.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. And the best way to help donations to the food pantry can be made at the Waddy offices at 2004 West Delaware. And the best way to provide additional help, Salvation Army,
yes.
Saturdays at the Walmart here in Fairfield. And if they get enough bell ringers, if you get enough volunteers, you can go to Save a Lot too, and have
yes.
two locations to
yes,
donate.
Yes, we'd love to do that. Again, any money raised there, most of it's 99% of it's coming back to Fairfield. We're going to use that to help people to fill in the gaps of our other programs can't meet, and we just would love to have some help, get the community spirit going.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for what you do for us. We do appreciate it.
All right. That's Amy Hart. She's the county manager for Wadi, and she's in charge of the Salvation Army here in Wayne County. And that's going to do it for the Community Connection for today.